You know, the Holy Spirit is so amazing that we can be filled with joy in such a way that 1 minute, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, however long, that joy is upon us. It's so beautiful and it's so wonderful. And every time I go after the heart of our Father, of our God, you know, it seems so often that I'm blessed in such a special way to walk, as we all have that opportunity to walk in His love, to walk in the anointing that He has bestowed upon us. Praise God. The inheritance, the Holy Spirit, our guarantee that our Jesus is, in fact, coming back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Is that good news or what?
Yeah.
As I said, the Holy Spirit is just so awesome in every way that, you know, as I said, I was hysterical, laughing, as I say, like a hyena, however that is. I've always wanted to laugh like an alpaca or a llama, but I've never heard them laugh. So anyway, but yet, you know, when it's time to come up and share a message, God's word, it's like, you know, He cuts it off. He cuts it off, but He does not take it away. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's still here. Believe me, it's still ready to erupt. And every time it does, what I wanted to say, and I'm going to move on, because I've been given a half hour here, so I got my eye on the clock, and He's going to be throwing lemons or something at me if I go over, I know.
After I suck them first, right?
After you empty them out, yeah. But what I said about, you know, I have this urge to just, not that I'm anybody special, because I'm not. None of us are. You know, but we are who we are through Christ who lives in us. You know, and our life is in Him. But, you know, we all have a beautiful anointing that we walk in, that God gives to us. And to share amongst one another. It's not just for us to hold on to, you know, and think, wow, who am I? You know, I can put my hands on this person and down they go, you know. Woo! No, no, no. That's the beauty of the manifestation of God and His presence upon the earth working through us. And that's the beautiful part of it. That is the beauty of it all, is being able to manifest His presence upon the earth. We say over and over, this is not about us. It's not about us. It's all about Jesus. And we need to keep it that way. And we need to take every step, every breath, and let every beat of our heart that comes from Him give glory to Him. And walk in the fullness, abide in faith, hope, and love. With every step, permeate the earth. With every step I take, I have a wave of the presence of God, of the anointing, of His love.
Amen.
That goes out like an ocean wave, like a ripple. You drop a rock into the middle of a pond. And what happens? You have wave after wave after wave after wave. The ripple approach to Jesus and His anointing and His goodness, His faithfulness, His love, all that He gives to us. I look and I see from that wave. Healing comes from that wave.
Yes.
Deliverance. Salvation. Blessings. Joy. People experience Jesus in such a mighty way, in a beautiful way. And you know,
we haven't even said a word. We haven't spoke a word.
I want to share with you tonight and speak with you about our identity in Christ. Who we are in Christ. How is it that we got to have, you know, where we're at to have that identity in Christ? Well, of course, we know when we're done with ourselves upon the earth, serving the old man, who we know is the adversary, and we, praise God, we get over ourselves. We're done with ourselves. We realize, we come to the place where we're empty, we're so broken, that we realize that, you know what? We finally discover we can't do this. We just can't do it on our own. But there's got to be something else, something better. And hallelujah, is there ever.
Yes.
And we hear about Jesus. We find out about Jesus and salvation and His love and His promises. is every word that is everlasting words of truth. Well, how do we achieve all this? How do we receive it? Well, it starts, as Pastor spoke this morning, first and foremost about repentance. Unless a person repents with a truthful heart and they turn, you turn, I turn, we turn from what we know as evil, sinful, wicked ways that we have walked, we have breathed, we have talked, we have acted out against our God, our very Creator, who formed us in our mother's womb, who loves us with a love that we can't even comprehend. But He gives enough of it and enough understanding, spiritual knowledge, spiritual wisdom, not our wisdom, His wisdom, to know and understand it's real. It is the full meal deal, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, okay, we repent. And what do we do next? Well, I would hope that we would ask Jesus into our heart. After we've repented and we've turned, we have a change of mind. We ask Him into our heart with a truthful heart. And we accept Him in. And hallelujah, He is worthy to come in and make His home with us in our heart. We need to be baptized. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. What a gift. What a gift. And God does His beautiful thing called transformation. And He transforms our minds and our hearts and our lives. And you know, we just don't have a desire anymore to do anything but live for Him, to seek His face, to say, "Precious Holy Father God, what is it I can do for You today, Father? You have blessed me so richly, and do. And I know You always will, except for when I get in the way. I stand in the way of the blessings. What can I do for You, Father?" Do you ever think about that of a morning when you wake up, start your day, even before your feet touch the floor from your bed? Thank You, Father. Thank You for this day. Thank You for opening my eyes and giving me breath and the strength to live for You today, Lord. Yeah. We know the only way to the Father is through the Son. None come to the Father but through Christ Jesus. We know Jesus is the way. He is the truth and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. The resurrection and the life. Oh, Jesus. He is truly the answer. And He does have an answer for every need. Anytime, morning, noon, or night. He's the source. He is the door. Jesus is our Savior. He is our Lord. He is our love, our peace, our forgiveness, our righteousness, our deliverer, our fellowship, our example, our companion, our brother, our guardian, our security, our sufficiency, our fulfillment. He is our everything. I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about our completeness in Christ. The study of Scripture will make a believer complete, meaning capable or proficient. Thoroughly equipped means fully prepared. And I don't think I have to tell you who we are prepared by and from. 2 Timothy 3:17 reads that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Every good work. Hebrews 13:20-21. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, made you complete in every good work to do His will, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
James 1:4, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Wow. 2 Corinthians 13:11, finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete, This is Paul speaking. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you.
Yes.
We need to walk in the blessing of the Holy Trinity. Grace, which comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. And I spoke, I think, this morning about the communion of the Holy Spirit. We need God's grace, not selfishness. We need God's love and not anger. And communion, not conflict. I know who I am in Christ, our identity. I have 30 different I know who I am's, okay? And I'm just going to follow this up with Scripture, okay? Are you all good with that?
Yeah.
Just FYI, all Scripture is taken from the New King James Version Bible. I am God's child, taken from John 1:12. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name. Hallelujah. I am Christ's friend. John 15:15. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Wow. I am united with the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. I am a saint set apart for God. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? I am a personal witness of Christ. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. I am the salt and the light of the earth. Matthew 5:13-14. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. I am a member of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And a lot of this I understand, I know, is very common to you, and you understand this. You've heard this over and over again. You know, and I'm sharing this because I think that we need to truly understand. We need to get it in our heart, in our spirit, and meditate on it, who we are.
Amen.
So that we're not getting beat up. We're not beating ourselves up.
Yes.
We're not questioning our salvation, okay?
Good.
And that's why I'm sharing this, okay? I am free forever from condemnation. Romans 8:1-2. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Yes.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I am a citizen of heaven. I am significant. Philippians 3:20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I am free from any charge against me. I am free from any charge against me. Romans 8:31-34. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Hallelujah. I am a minister of reconciliation for God. Wow. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Is that beautiful?
Yes.
I have access to God through the Holy Spirit, for through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. Ephesians 2:6. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I cannot be separated from the love of God. Romans 8:35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As this is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I am established, anointed, sealed by God. 2 Corinthians 1, 21-22. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as what? As a guarantee. As a guarantee. Thank you, Jesus. I am assured all things work together for good. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Are you the called?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise God. I have been chosen and appointed to bear fruit. John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So very true. I may approach God with freedom and confidence. Ephesians 3:12. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Speaks for itself, doesn't it? Yeah. I am the branch of the true vine. John 15:1-5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, we can do nothing. You can do nothing. I am God's temple. 1 Corinthians 3:16, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And I pray that we all spend time daily on cleaning our house. Every room. So when he comes and he knocks without hesitation, without any reserve, without any reservations, Lord, come in. Let me take you by your precious, mighty, loving hand and walk you through every room. Father, should we find anything that is not in line with you in order, together, Father, let us take care of it. And let the light drive away the darkness. Thank you, Lord. I am complete in Christ, Colossians 2:10. And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. I am hidden with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. I have been justified. Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God.
Yes.
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am God's co-worker. 1 Corinthians 3:9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. I am God's workmanship. Ephesians 2:10. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. I am confident that the good works God has begun in me will be perfected. Philippians 1:5. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of all this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I have been redeemed and forgiven. Colossians 1:14. In him, in whom we have redemption, through his blood, and the forgiveness of sins. I have been adopted as God's child. Ephesians 1:5. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. I belong to God. Do you know who you are?
Yes.
Yeah, sure you do. Thank you so very much for letting me share with you.